Welcome to the Benefits Beat, the podcast that helps you navigate the complex world of benefits and employee health. Together, we're going to deep dive into the industry, breaking down the barriers and exploring different topics surrounding benefits and employee health. We will be bringing in subject matter experts who will share their knowledge, offering tips and tricks to help you understand and, more importantly, benefit from your benefits. Whether it's health insurance, dental, vision, disability, or other lines of coverage, we've got you covered. So join your hosts, Caroline and Zach, every 2 weeks as we explain the nuances, all in an effort to make it easier for you to navigate the world of benefits and improve your health. Today's episode is going to be pretty short and sweet. Again, we want to cover in the next few weeks sort of the benefits that, as maybe a first-time benefit taker or something that maybe you just haven't interacted with before, but is offered to you by the majority of employers out there. Today's theme, so to speak, or line of coverage, if you will, is short-term disability. And what we want to get at is, what are some of the reasons for taking short-term disability? And then kind of at the end, we'll get into how it interacts with long-term disability, which will be our topic for our next podcast. So Caroline, kind of the same way, I'll start off all these different lines of coverage with you. But Caroline, I'm going to throw it over to you. If you don't mind, just give me kind of an overview of what short-term disability is, what it covers, when would I interact with it, just kind of high-level overview.
Yeah, absolutely. So short-term disability, just what I tell everybody, it's like paycheck protection. So in the event that you would be out of work due to an illness, an injury, an accident, in some cases, short-term disability covers maternity leave claims, it would pay a percentage of your paycheck, usually on a weekly basis is how short-term disability operates. And the percentages can range anywhere between 50 to 70% is kind of that typical standard range. And the benefit that you receive can be used for anything. So it doesn't have to be just for your medical expenses. It can be for your groceries, your bills.
It is literally replacing your paycheck.
Replacing your paycheck when you're unable to work for a certain period of time.
And Caroline, give me some examples, concrete examples. I know you mentioned a couple here, but what are some conditions, some reasons that I might take short-term disability? So obviously you mentioned the big one that people think about is maternity leave. But what are some other, if I break an arm, do I get short-term? Like, what are some other options that might be a reason that I need to know about my short-term disability?
Absolutely. So basically, if you are unable to perform your normal job function because you, like to your point, you broke your arm and you have to have surgery and you won't be able to type or lift because you're working in a type of environment that requires a little bit more physicality. Those are the types of things that you would submit for a short-term disability claim.
And there's two types of short-term disability claims. You have the injury and then you have the sickness. So injury, obviously broken arm would be a good example of that. But in some instances, if you're just sick for an extended period of time, you might qualify for short-term disability.
Yes. So injury, sickness are both short-term disability qualifying events. When you're looking at your policy documents, you're going to see something called an elimination period. And what that means is that is the length of time that you will be out of work before the benefit begins to pay. And typically, there is a zero-day elimination period if you're in an accident. So say it's, you know, a car accident, like your benefits might pay right away. But if it's something maybe where you know you're going to be out because you have a scheduled surgery for something or maternity leave, those we typically see anywhere between 7 to 14 day elimination periods, and some are a little bit longer. There's some flexibility in how the policies are designed, but typically when you're reading it, you'll see accident or sickness. They do qualify pregnancy as a sickness versus an accident, which some might argue.
There you go. Yeah, I think that's one of the a little bit in the weeds there, but oftentimes on a policy, you might see it as a number/number, and that's going to be the injury/sickness elimination period. So again, that's a little bit in the weeds, but that's typically how people see it, is how many days before my benefit starts to pay.
Another item of consideration when you're reviewing your short-term disability policy is the benefit period, and that just simply means the length of time that the benefit will last. And this is very specific to your employer's policy, so the benefit might last, you know, 3 months. It could last up to 6 months, depending on what the policy states. So always good to take a look at how long that benefit will pay out, so you can either structure any of your sick time or if you have any vacation time, to make sure that you can kind of buffer if you have to, if you need a little bit more time.
Yeah, and this will go into our next episode, but short-term disability oftentimes, I'd say the majority of times, is layered on top with long-term disability. So it sounds simple, but short and long-term is really what they are, right? Short-term disability is for short instances. If you're going to be out for an extended period of time, it's going to transition into long-term disability. There are some differences in it, maybe payment type, when you're paid, all that good stuff. But when you do exhaust your short-term disability, it majority of the time transfers into a long-term disability claim if you're continuing to be out.
Yes, and assuming that your employer has both types of policies in place, usually the short-term disability and long-term disability are set up so that they can run seamlessly and flow from one to the next.
And then for a short-term disability claim, am I just reaching out to the insurance company? Am I reaching out to my HR team? How do I go through the process of, okay, I'm going to be on maternity leave. What do I need to do to start that process of getting the short-term disability?
Yeah, I would say always a good idea to start with your HR department, and they will be able to give you a little bit more indication of what you need to do from your employer's internal processes and procedures. And then also, you do have to fill out a form yourself, kind of your statement, you know, indicating that you are going to be out on a disability leave. We don't just get to decide for ourselves, oh, I'm having surgery next month. I think I'll take short-term disability. There is an approval process. So first piece is, again, you filling out your own statement. Your provider or your doctor will have to fill out a form just kind of indicating what the medical necessity reason is. And then your employer has to fill out a form typically. Some are paper forms. A lot of insurance carriers these days have resorted to like online forms to make it a little bit easier to manage. So it'll just be dependent on who the carrier is and what your policy type is.
Yeah, and something that our team can help with too, if you're a hub client, feel free to reach out to our engagement team. They can help you through this process of, say, just let them know, hey, I'm expecting XYZ to come up. I'm going to be taking short-term disability. What do I need to do? Can you get me in touch with the right people? Can you provide me the different documents? Our engagement team can absolutely help.
Yes, for sure.
Well, thank you, Caroline. Join us next week as we look at the long-term disability. Again, kind of what's layered on top of the short-term when you exhaust that.
Can't wait.
Nothing we say in this podcast is representative of any specific plan and should not be considered as legal, regulatory, or accounting advice. If there are any discrepancies between what we say and your plan document will prevail. If you have any questions about your benefits, please reach out to your HR representative. Thanks for tuning in today. Our suggestion box is always open, so if you have a question you'd like us to answer or a topic you would like us to cover, send us a message on Instagram at TheBenefitsBeat. And remember to subscribe on your favorite listening app so you never miss an episode, and be sure to follow us on social media for more benefits, tips, and tricks.